Cowboys in the way, Jamie.
Great Scott! I shall need the need for speed.
Cowabunga, dude! You're a wizard, Harry.
Welcome to the When Harry Met Movies podcast.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Harry Met Movies podcast. Both Harry and Dad.
Hi, Harry, how are you?
Good, struggle.
Is that because you've been away for all of 30 minutes?
Yeah.
Lazy. Just lazy.
I don't know why. At moments, I'll wake up at 8 o'clock. Here, I'll just wake up at 9. No clue why.
So anyway, let's jump into the show. What, why don't you tell listeners all about our little show?
Basically, Dad chose films from his childhood and movie them.
Yeah, basically. And what film are we doing this week?
Is it War? Braveheart. Yeah. Almost like Die Hard.
And how do we always start the show?
I keep telling them the line till we get the film.
So one of us always retells the story, but this week it's going to be Harry.
Yeah, Harry Lanzos. And when did it come out, Dad?
Came out in 1995. Braveheart, I will give you 2.
Also, Dad's got a new notebook to finish his old one.
Yeah, one of the episodes we'll go back to the other one because I've wrote some out already for episodes we haven't recorded.
Braveheart's about a man called Wallace, and he basically starts a revolution.
Against?
Is it the English? That's basically what it's about, though.
So yeah, that's practically it. It's 2 hours and 58 minutes long, came out in 1995. Budget was 72 million, worldwide gross was 213.
Which was a lot, that's actually a lot.
It was number 7 for the year, behind Toy Story, Apollo 13, Batman Forever, Pocahontas, and Ace Ventura, When Nature Calls, which I think is the second one.
Well, we've
watched
most of them, I think.
So, elephant in the room, Mel Gibson, who's the main actor and also the director of the film. There's a lot of controversy around him, but we will ignore the controversy for the sake of this film.
Controversy.
Yes. He actually rejected the film quite a lot. He didn't want to take on the role because he was 38 at the time and the character's going to be 35, which isn't much in that really. So.
No, it's like several years apart.
Yeah.
I'm good at math.
In the big battle scene where they all run at each other, there's 1,600 extras.
Which battle scene? Is that the one at the beginning?
No, the one where he paints his face.
And is it the one where like they all like turn around and like, they lift up this like, what are they?
Kilts.
Yeah, kilts.
Yeah. 1,600 extras, most of them were army. So they actually got, apparently they got quite physical because they were like competing with each other and stuff.
I didn't actually think they would have that many extras, like you would think they would just...
Yeah, he wanted to use actual extras. Same with the horses, so the horses were fake horses and they got a lot of, they got investigated because the horses looked that good. People said they must be real horses. Now when they put the spears up.
Yeah. I really like this film, shockingly.
Same with like the arrows that they shoot, they're real arrows, obviously not pointed, but
yeah, it's about to say
because he didn't want to use CGI or anything like that for him. And the young lad that gets cast as him at the very beginning,
yeah,
the only reason he was cast is because you commented on this that Mel Gibson's got really blue eyes,
yeah,
and the reason they cast the young lad is because his eyes were very similar. That's literally the reason he got cast, because he had to look like him, and because Mel Gibson's got quite blue, piercing blue eyes,
yeah.
He needs to do that.
He is like shockingly blue eyes.
So let's grab a few questions out of Potter questions.
This one I don't think really applies. Worst effect? Nothing really.
No, a lot of it's practical. Who would you most like to meet?
What's the guy at Panda Bear in this?
What?
What's his friend? Wallace's friend, which is the guy at Panda Bear?
Hamish.
Him or the Island Man?
Stephen.
Yeah.
Yeah, it'd be one of those two for me. Would you pay to see this at the cinema?
Yes.
See, now, I wouldn't have paid for it at the time, but I would do now. I think it was one of the first films I bought on Blu-ray.
What character, if this came up... Or what changes, if this came up today? Nothing really, I don't think.
More CGI.
Yeah.
So the battles would look bigger. And probably more historically accurate.
True, because probably...
So, like, for instance, the big battle is called something like the Battle of Something Bridge. Well, there's no bridge there. Because it was just harder to film with a bridge, so they just didn't do it.
Should...
No, go on. Similar to one of the ones
we wanted. Should they make a sequel? No.
No, they can't. Well, so there's a film, I can't think what it's called, where it follows. So the guy at the end, Robert the Bruce, he's quite famous in Scotland. He actually carried it on, and over, and I don't know the full history, so I don't want to say it wrong. But there's a film based on him, so that would be the obvious thing. If you're gonna, you can't do a sequel, but you could do follow his story. And he quite famous. It was like a thing where he was going to give up, but he was. There's a story how much is true in it, but he's in a cave and he watched a spider building the cobweb, and the wind came in and blew the cobweb away, and then the spider would rebuild it, and then it kept happening. Like he was like trapped in this cave, and it made him see that you should never give up. Who would you like to punch?
Probably the king.
Yeah, it's.
Would you recommend it?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it's probably. So it's definitely getting a higher than a three.
Favourite scene?
I'm not sure. I just love when they're like taunting the enemy. They're just like.
I think it's the battle, it's the whole. Freedom!
I just like when every time they shoot and they miss, they just turn around and just like mock them all. It's just like.
Did you like the end of the film? That he actually dies.
Yeah, I think now I'm looking back, I think it really motivates him, to win. Oh, I've got another favourite scene.
Go on.
It's when the king calls all his allies, don't they, the island people, and he sends all the island people first because they're weaker.
The Irish.
Yeah, Irish. And then they just go back hit early. Nice to meet you. Hi. They just,
because Steve has told them that it's his island.
Yeah, they just got all body-ish and I was like, oh, that works.
So is he who's your favourite character?
It's between those two.
So mine, Steve, and I always liked him. I think he's funny.
Yeah, he's mental, but he's funny.
So let's talk about the film.
And the Island Man.
What did you enjoy? Because you really seem to enjoy this film.
I shockingly enjoyed it because I didn't really know what it was about. But I think it's just because I really like history films. I just like how it set him. He set the characters and how when it was young he saw the dead bodies.
This is for you.
Oh, shush.
No, just shut the door. Do apologise, listeners. It's just all his brothers in the next room.
Yeah, this door's not closed. And he just not hard to be quiet.
He's just been a kid, don't worry.
Yeah. It's Oliver.
Yeah, it's not historically accurate, but what you mean is you like films that are set in this period.
Yeah.
There's quite a few others we could do like that. Patriot, Last of the Mohicans. We've done Gladiator. We've watched Gladiator. We didn't review Gladiator, but we've watched it.
I thought we did.
No, we didn't do Gladiator. I don't think we did. Might be wrong.
That one is with really bad skeletons.
Clash of Titans. Gladiator was the one where he's in the army and then he becomes a gladiator.
I'm pretty sure we reviewed it.
We've watched it, I don't think we reviewed it. I don't think it was because it's quite a new film, so I don't think we reviewed it for that reason.
He's also arguing about if he reviewed the film.
Yeah. So what, so come on, tell me about what you're enjoying.
I just like how he set his character up. Because he gets with a woman, but because now the king's made a new law, every woman that gets married, the king has to.
Yeah.
And so he gets to marry a secret.
Yeah. So basically, the noblemen are allowed to sleep with the wives.
Yeah.
So he basically keeps his. He likes a girl, and he basically doesn't. Reveal his marriage so that the nobleman can't sleep with her.
Yeah, and they find out, and then
someone tries to rape her, basically.
Yeah, it's the creepy guy. Do you know what? He looks a lot like him, Andy Serkis.
Not really. Well, I can kind of see what you.
And she escapes to catch her, the killer, and then Wallace comes back,
mm-hmm.
And Wallace is angry. Mm-hmm. And he might have gone on the speech.
Well, the whole what's quite clever is the whole point is at the very beginning of the film, his family die, and he basically his uncle takes him away, and basically one of the things you don't see that bit, but what as in you don't see his uncle raise him, but what he does say to him is that I'm going to teach you to think before you can fight. So he teaches him to fight, but he teaches him to be smart So the whole point of William Wallace is, at that time, people wouldn't be educated.
No.
They wouldn't be able to read and write and stuff like that. But he can. So he thinks differently than everybody else.
Is that a scene where they're talking like rubbish about him, basically. And, like, is it like, what language do you speak, like poops and that? Do you speak like?
I can't remember. I know you're on about. I can't remember if they're speaking French or Italian. But he can speak it.
And yeah, and then like they're like talking. So he's like.
It's the princess is speaking to a handmaiden, to her, and he speaks back.
Yeah, and like they're shocked. Like, what? No, they understand the language.
Yeah. That's what I mean. The whole point is he can speak two or three different languages.
And they sort of buy stuff because they're not allowed weapons, but they also let them keep axes, sledgehammers.
Well, you'd need axes for wood.
Yeah, and they keep them hammers. So reasonably, they do have a lot of weapons.
Yeah, but they take a lot of the weapons off the soldiers to kill them.
Yeah, and that's what I didn't think about is like.
You need hammers because they build stuff and that, so they'll need that sort of stuff. It's swords and arrows and stuff like that.
They just didn't think about, oh wait, if we give them...
We also outnumber them.
They just scare them, but clearly that failed.
So that's part of it, they outnumber the soldiers.
Wallace.
And it's the element of surprise as well, because the soldiers aren't expecting them to fight.
Yeah, they just storm.
Because they kill his wife and he just rides into the middle of a village and they think nothing's going to happen, and he's actually and then it just starts the whole thing off.
Yeah, which also I love that scene when they sort of like invade that palace and they just burn, they just do not care, they just sort of,
it's basically the whole thing is that they were became slaves of the English essentially,
which we did a lot.
They conquered a lot, didn't they? Yeah. That's English.
That's why we haven't got an empire anymore.
So and
we're very bad at defending it.
This is them rebelling it.
Yeah, that's what I like about. I like films like this where like, it shows the rebellion of like different countries. Because
there's another film which you might enjoy, but that basically just for say.
Oh, okay. I guess what's that suit?
There's quite a few films that do something similar.
Yeah.
The English weren't very nice people, really.
No, and I can
create
climbing.
Yeah.
We just didn't.
It's quite clever, the spear thing. So.
Yeah, they're like top.
They're worried about the cavalry, aren't they? So they make spears that are like massive.
Yeah. Two men long, I think.
And then. When the horses ride onto them, they raise them up at the last minute, so the horses just hit the spears.
Yeah, because they're taunting them and then they quickly turn around and pull the spear. It's very clever. Also, how he made his cavalry retreat and then go round. That was actually a pretty...
Go around the back of them.
I think that tactic was probably used a lot, like, calling.
Well, they do lots of stuff, like he does a bit where, when they're charging, he's already put, like, tar on the grass, and then they fire flamed arrows into it, so it sets them all alight and stuff like that.
Well, now it goes.
It's quite a...
It's actually very clever.
It's preparing, it's thinking ahead. Which is like a lot of saying, he's meant to be quite smart, so he thinks ahead.
Even when he loses the battle.
And the key thing is, they underestimate him.
Yeah.
Because they just think he's a common person. So therefore they think he's stupid.
But he's wise and powerful.
But the actual point is, he's quite smart. Which is why they all...
Yeah. And when he gets executed, it's so sad. Because he never... What did he say to them before he dies?
What does he say?
Yeah, before he dies.
So they ask him to beg for mercy, and then they'll just kill him quickly. But he doesn't, he shouts freedom.
Yeah.
Because that's what he says he wants. Because of his big speech, which is like probably the most famous thing from this. So if we pull that iconic scene, it's him riding up and down, saying, would you sacrifice every day from here to your death?
Yeah.
Because basically he says you could walk, because they say, oh, we could walk away and we'd live, and he said, and his answer is yes, you could walk away and live, but would you sacrifice every day from this day to that day to be able to turn around and live one day as free?
I think that's probably him like strolling on hell. I've seen that scene a couple of times.
It's kind of like the one that's like a lot of films of like this have a big speech. So Gladiator has one, even Lord of the Rings Return of the King has one, and it's all Troy has one, and it's all from this, I believe. Like, this is like this big speech. to basically tell him that you'll never take away our freedom. It's a bit glaring, he says, and he's got his face painted.
It's like how he's about to get shot in the wood when we first meet the Island Man, and we don't trust him, and we think he didn't kill Wallace, but then we see him shoot someone else.
Chucks his sword.
Yeah, it's like.
He chucks his sword at the other guy that turned up at the same time as him.
Yeah,
that he knew wasn't right.
I love how you thought it was like, see, God's always watching you.
Oh, but if I had to pick one of my favourite lines, he's like, I won't use a swear word, but they've both got shields, there's him and Stephen next to each other, and there's arrows coming at him, and they keep blocking the shield. And he turns to William Wallace and goes, God says I'm going to make it through today. But he's pretty sure and he says a swear word, beginning with F. And then he laughs.
I think he's just one of the funniest characters, because he has so many funny lines. Like, what's his little speech when he first sees Wallace? He's like, he says his name, and he says, like, I'm from Ireland or something.
Oh, he said he's the most wanted man on his island.
Yeah.
And he's like,
it's my island.
He goes, what island? And he's like, yeah. It's mine.
So does that make him the king of the island?
No, the point is he believes it, but then you kind of like just think he's a bit bonkers. But then, like you say later on, the English use the Irish, and the Irish charge at him, and as they get to the middle of the field, the Irish stop and join forces with the Scottish because of him, because he knows them all.
He's just probably my favourite character. Also, I love when Wallace goes, because there's two of the kings, two of like the people which help him, and they betray him. A man that they burst into the man's bedroom with a weight and just on a horse.
It's a ball and chain that he uses.
Okay, Wallace.
Basically, if you betray him, you're going to get in trouble.
I'm sorry, Wallace.
An interesting one, because obviously this gets a lot of grief for not being historically accurate, but it's a film.
Yeah.
And so this is one of those films where does it matter that it's not telling
the
history? If it, and also now, like I said, the actor's quite problematic now. He's quite sexist and stuff like that.
Not good.
Which isn't good, and we don't condone that. But this was done way before then. Well, before it became public about it. So do you judge the film based on how he is now, or do you judge the film? So you didn't know that watching it.
No, honestly, if he was like it then I would judge him now, but no, he wasn't, we don't know about
it. But he would have been like that, but it wasn't publicly known.
Yeah.
So at the time, this was a really popular film. I want to say he won an award for Best Director for it, I think he did. Which must have been quite hard, directing yourself and being in the scenes. I always think that's quite an interesting thing when an actor's in a film they're directing.
Just
especially being the main guy, it's a bit different if he was just like in a little scene partly maybe, but being the main guy must be quite difficult. Should we rate the film?
Yep.
So we always rate our films out of 5. One is poor film, 2 is maybe watch it, but not, I wouldn't rush. 3 is a recommendation, 4 is a great film, and 5 we don't give out often, but it's basically, doesn't have to be the greatest film ever, just has to be good at what it is.
4.
Solid 4, straight in with that.
No, not solid 4, Dad.
Well, it is a solid number.
No. See, Juan, I let him do this to Dad just to annoy him.
I'm trying to decide if I give it a 4 or if I'm giving it more.
Do you give it a solid 4.5, are you thinking, huh?
No, I'll stick with 4, I feel.
Not solid.
Possibly Jurassic World, Harry Potter, The Matrix, that seems about right. It's definitely a really good film, definitely would say watch it.
Yeah.
Even though the dodgy history side of it. So, for those new listeners to the pod, we always do a bit of a quiz where we challenge. It's my turn to quiz you this week. When we do the Pixar film, we'll have to switch to the Disney ones and try and do the questions based on the film. If you can find relevant ones. Okay.
Yeah.
So this is about Harry Potter. He's got a Harry Potter quiz, and we do 2 cards, and we just see how he does. Which student is the first to be assigned at Hogwarts House? When he gets the sorting hat, which one's the first one to be given a house?
Neville.
No, Hermione Granger. I wouldn't have got that.
Yeah.
Into which Hogwarts house does Harry Potter almost get placed?
Slytherin.
At the Hogwarts starter term feast, which ghost appears holding a sword?
No, Neck.
Nope.
That's the only ghost now.
The Bloody Baron.
Oh, yeah.
Who throws Neville's Remember All during Harry's first flying lesson?
Draco. I'm bad here.
In order to open a locked door, which charm does Hermione Granger use?
Alohomora. Why did you that?
The game of Quidditch uses how many different types of balls?
Three. Which does the Snitch count?
It's still free anyway, I think the Snitch is one of them. Which of the balls in Quidditch has wings?
Snitch.
Where is Hermione when she is attacked by a troll?
Bathroom.
More specific?
Girls bathroom.
You only got one wrong.
In the basement.
Do you want to see if there's a... should I do two? And you see if...
I thought really...
See if I can beat... if you beat me.
Yeah. So I've got a very quirky voice today.
It's a lot of smoking.
Nah. I can't. What is Harry not allowed to do during the summer holidays?
Use magic.
Damn it. Which room is Harry Potter allowed to sleep in at the Dursley house during the summer holidays?
It's like,
You got me.
It's his second bedroom.
Whose second bedroom? Really get the cousin's name here.
Oh, why can't I think what his name is?
It begins with D.
I know it does. Oh, what is his name? Why has it just gone completely out of my head? He calls him Big D, doesn't he?
Yeah.
I can't think what his name is. It's just completely gone out of my head. The more I think about it, the more I go...
D.U.
It's Dursley, but it's...
It's Dud.
Dudley.
Yeah, I'll give you that one. I think that's why I helped you. What type of creature is Dobby?
House elf.
Okay.
Or an elf.
House elf, actually. Dobby's house elf. After Dobby runs for dinner party, what does Uncle Vernon do to stop Harry from turning to Hogwarts? He does something to his window.
Oh, he puts bars on his window.
Yeah. I've lost. How old is Harry when he escapes the Dursley's house?
Is he 13? 12?
Yeah.
I wasn't sure if he's 11. Oh, 12 or 13. I wouldn't know which one.
Which item is washing itself when Harry arrives at Weasley's house?
Which what?
Which item is washing itself when he arrives at
like towels or a cloth or something?
A pan.
Oh, right, good.
I think we'll be tired.
I don't know why I thought, because you were saying washing, I assumed it was like clothes or something.
When Ron and his brothers arrive at the Weasleys' home with Harry, why is Mrs. Weasley so angry?
Because he took the car out without permission.
Yeah, because they saw the fine class, yeah. Where have you been? In which department of the Ministry of Magic does Bob Weasley work? You know.
So it's like. It's like a human artifacts thing. It's like, so it's I know what it does. So it's like if something's been made magical, like a so like if a pen was made magical by like a human's pen would be made magical. They've got to go and sort it, but I don't know what it's called.
The Ministry of Magic Artifact Office. So who won that?
You.
Did I?
Only based on because I got two wrong. Only because I didn't know the exact name of the what it did the name, but I knew what it did. So, you know, you could have been nice and given me.
But, I'll give it to you if you want.
No.
Okay.
You want to be a little like that. So, we thought that was Phil. We always do like a bit of podcast question. We thought there's a big scene at the end where a big thing about his death. So, we thought best deaths in movies. Now, this could be sad ones, over the top ones, however you want to perceive the question.
Okay. So,
very quirky, Tom. So, go on. I've got a big list, so I was being treated to see if yours, any of yours are on it.
I've got Iron Man. He ended the good year of MCU films.
Okay. How many have you picked? Three?
Yeah.
Cool.
Because he ended the whole empty zoo, and it's not really gone back to as it was before.
Okay.
The Marvels were alright. I'm excited to see Deadpool 3.
Go on.
I am Iron Man. You pick. You just say one.
No, I want to see your three, because in case I've got any of them on my list.
Anthony.
From, yes. The ant from...
Man sacrifices life.
So you're actually going with quite like emotional ones, aren't you?
Yeah.
You're going with Anthony the ant from Honey, I Shrunk My Kids for the listeners.
That I actually fully cry at that, and I cry often.
And?
I enjoy him. Does he die? We don't actually know.
No, he's not dead, is he, by the end of it? But I get what you're saying. You think he's dead.
But man sacrifices life to grab him himself. Oh.
So I've got quite a big list. I've got way more than three. And then I'll give you my list, and then I'll pick the three that I'm going to go with. So Dobby.
Dobby, that's
when he dies. I think that's.
What he said? No one heard.
Mufasa from The Lion King.
Simba.
That's a big death. Goose from Top Gun.
Yeah.
Then you've got ones like Caesar from Planet of the Apes when he finally dies and gets his people. Optimus Prime in the original Transformers. Hooch from Turner and Hooch, the dog. He dies, sacrificing himself. Hazel from, who's the rabbit from Watership Down, but dies at the end after.
I kind of forgot about both of his
families. Is that because it's traumatic?
Yeah.
I've got Mickey, who's the coach from Rocky, because he dies on the way to the thing.
Mickey.
And then I've got like a couple of interesting ones, which is. Funny enough, they're by the same actor. So you've got Hans Gruber from Die Hard, where he falls off a building. Yeah. I thought that was quite a cool death. And we've also got the Sheriff of Nottingham from Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves, when he gets stabbed and then he wanders around for ages. It's like dead over the top death. And then I've got the one that technically is the only one that's the only film I've ever cried at, which is Return of the Jedi, which we've addressed on the podcast before, when Yoda dies.
Yoda?
So Yoda dying was, I think, there's lots. I actually thought, if you actually think you could do Alan Rickman, he could do the Hans Gruber falling from Die Hard, that's him. Sheriff of Nottingham, that's him. Snape dying. So basically, any time he dies, it's a good death.
Wait, have you told the audience about that one, and like where you have to link the people together? I gave you two
people. I can't think what the two people were.
You have to go back and find it then.
But yeah, so if I had to pick three, I'm going to go with Optimus Prime, Yoda, and Mufasa, because they're the three as a child that was like, whoa. I came out of Transformers, a movie, thinking, what have you just done to the greatest hero?
It's like an animated film.
Yeah. Because he dies within like the first sort of 15 minutes of the film. And he's the main character.
You have to kill him off to get some toys.
That's essentially what it was. But there was that much backlash against that they brought him back to life in the cartoon series. Because he knew the... If we're going with films that we've watched...
We should watch a Marvel film on this channel.
Well, it's not stuff that I watched growing up, really. Or... Big impact, which for Hulk. You can do that in your month, but this year, you see, you have to wait a whole year because this year it's Pixar month.
I'm excited.
Wish you've actually now watched all the films, we just need to record the episodes. So, yeah, coming up, we've got another couple of episodes, and then it's Harry's Pixar month. And during that time, we'll be in Disneyland Paris. Yeah. Only for 4 days, but it'll be during that time.
I'm off the hotel.
Yeah.
Never your birthday. You're 15.
You'll be 15 the week after, yeah, when we come back.
Busy.
But on a plus note, on a cheerier note, you've got to get some teeth taken out this week, ticket for your race.
Yeah, have I?
On Friday, yeah. Just drop that bombshell in
what
the
time?
Podcast. After school, like 4 o'clock.
I'm not happy now, thanks. How many do you have to get out on that day?
Two, and then two on the other. I think.
Not next Friday, by on Friday.
It'll be, I think it'll be either one side or top or bottom. It won't be.
Happy Friday. Here's some teeth getting pulled out of your mouth brutally.
I'll pick you up from school. I'm going to take you.
I'll be going the opposite way now. I'll be taking a long way home.
Not that my listeners need to know this. But anyway, yes, that's our episode on Braveheart. Hope you've enjoyed. Let us know some of your favourite deaths in films. And follow us on all social media at When Harry Met Movies. We're on TikTok, Instagram, Reels, X or Twitter, whatever you want to call it. We've got a website, whenharrymetmovies.com. We're on a YouTube channel, When Harry Met Movies, and we are also on wherever you get all your podcasts from.
Buy a mug.
Leave us reviews. We've also got a merchandise store, so someone please buy a mug. Just to shut Harry up.
I'll pay for my teeth getting pulled out.
You don't need to worry about it, do you? Thanks a lot.
Bye-bye.